time again for a visit from the ethicist, Randy Cohen. Randy stops by every couple of weeks to sort out dilemmas, quagmires, problems, and anything that might be on your mind that you feel needs the firm resolve of the ethicist. Randy, thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, Jackie. It's nice to be here.
All right, Randy, our question today comes from Jason Palmer in Madison, Wisconsin. Jason writes, I recently bought a radio scanner that lets me listen in on TV, radio, ham radio, police, all those things. It also scans the frequencies used by cordless phones. This means that I can listen in on my neighbor's telephone conversations. As long as I don't steal information from them while eavesdropping, e.g. taking down their credit card numbers, is it ethical for me to listen in on their conversations, even though they have no idea I'm doing it? I don't know, Randy, do you see this one coming, or is that there that little nagging impulse that we'd all be flies on the wall if only somehow we could?
Well, I feel we've learned a little something about you, Jackie. Jason has no idea that I have a tiny TV camera that I use to spy on him. But, you know, hey, I don't steal his credit card numbers or tell anybody what he looks like in the shower. So do you think that's okay? Obviously, no, it's not okay. And I should, you know, really have to stop spying on Jason. And he really has to stop eavesdropping on his neighbors. They should realize that cordless phones can be overheard, but they're ignorant. Doesn't justify Jason's treachery.
You know, there may be some for the ethicist to puzzle over, but it sounds like this one was not too difficult. Let's ask Jason what he thinks about that. Jason Palmer, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So do you feel reprimanded, or do you think you'll continue to eavesdrop on your neighbors?
Well, I got to admit, I found out most of my neighbors are actually very boring people, so...
Definitely the downside of eavesdropping.
Yeah,
I've often pitied the FBI agents who I imagined were listening in on me. I have a very dull life, and how they stay awake is the big mystery.
But I guess I do feel a little reprimanded, yes.
Well, Jason, I have to ask, while there might be a temptation to do something like this, you know, there's a lot of other things one can do with one's free time, especially in a lovely place like Madison. Go fishing, you know?
Yes, there is a lot of other good stuff to do around here. It's just when I use that little scanner, it's just sometimes I go through and all of a sudden I just pick up my neighbor's conversations and just, do I listen in? Do I change the channel? And I scratch my head and figure out what to do.
There's a legal aspect to this that I can tell you a little bit about if you like.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer and don't purport to give legal advice. Please don't sue me. That's my standard disclaimer. But that said, I did check with a lawyer who tells me that this sort of electronic eavesdropping is indeed a violation of federal law, and there are also various state and local laws that apply. And in some cases, it's a violation of criminal law, not just civil law. You could be listening in on your cellmate's conversation in short order. And he mentioned there's a fun footnote to the history of this of the federal legislation that when it was first proposed, Congress wanted to restrict eavesdropping on cell phones, but not on cordless phones because they thought they were fancy gewgaws that only some rich guy would have who would use a cordless phone. And when they amended the law in 1994 to include cordless phones, written into the history of the legislation is, I'm quoting here, the cordless phone, far from being a novelty item used only at poolside, has become ubiquitous. Poolside. These are the people making our laws. They're clueless. They have no idea how we live. Poolside. Yeah. Today's modern lifestyle.
So pretty much what you're saying, Randy, is that I should just curtail it altogether before I get a knock on the door.
Jackie's the one who's trying to restructure your entire social life. thinks you have. I think listening, the other legal listening, is often quite fascinating. That's fine, but the eavesdropping is not, and it gets at the kind of ethical point is just because you can do something, because you have the ability to, doesn't mean you should do it.
Okay.
We hope that settles that one forever, Jason.
Yes, it does, and I guess I'll just get out and do something else and enjoy life around here rather than turn on the scanner.
Well, I hope your neighbors don't listen to the radio.
I sure hope not either.
Thanks, Jason Palmer, very much for joining us.
And thank you both for answering my question.
What we're going to hear next is Jason was injured in some horrible fishing accident. It's going to be on your conscience.
If you would like Randy to apply his vast mental powers to your dilemmas, write to us at watc@npr.org and put the word ethics in the subject line. And please be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy Cohn, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Jackie.